Well, Paul, moments away from thinking you had a point there and just snatched away from you at the end. What are your thoughts?
Proud of the players. I thought the performance they put in, you know, we didn't just change the system once, we changed it three or four times throughout the game. And after going 1-0 down, I thought the reaction to get back in the game was fantastic. You know, we've got back in the game. The build up to their goal, how Gabby Tamas is, it's not just a foul, you know, it's a red card. Not a big advocate for opposition players getting sent off. He's down in the floor. One of our defenders should be a free kick, and it's, look, at the minute, the little things aren't going for us. You know, Chris Brown should have had a penalty first half, blatant, we've seen it again. Then Chris Brown gets booked for winning the ball, and then their player goes over the ball, and Gabby Tamas, who's got six studs right down his leg, Gabby wins the ball, and they go and score. It's we feel a bit hard done by.
And that obviously meant he was out of position, and that's where the cross came from, the right back position, and that was the frustrating thing about it.
It's if Gabby's played the ball and he's went over the top, he studs and raked it right down his shin. I don't think he meant it, but it's a foul, and the decisions have to be given, you know. And but as we say, the things aren't going for us at the minute.
It does make it more frustrating, though, doesn't it? I know you can only say so much about the referees, but one moment you think you're back in the game and it's 1-1, and the next it's one of those kind of things that loses the game.
I'm sick of talking about decisions that aren't going our way, you know, because we keep getting told afterwards that we keep getting apologies off them. I don't want them anymore. I'd rather get the decisions. Mm.
Your side's performance, obviously, you must have felt when you did score that penalty that there we go, we've got a deserved point there, and could have even gone on to win it.
Yep, you know, Brownie's had a great chance just after he scored for the penalty, and look, I'm proud of the players. This is a difficult place to come, you know, we had a long, long journey down, and they've come out today and they've worked on a different system. I thought they'd done it really well against a good team. We changed things around in the second half. I thought they reacted really well to that. And the one thing it does do, and I know I said it after the other night, that it gives me a lot of positives going into these last four games. You know, because performance-wise, that was, as an away performance, that's probably one of our best today.
What was the system in aid of today then? What was the thought behind that one?
Coming away from home, we wanted to try and cause them problems. You know, we went 3-4-1-2, but on the flip side of that, we wanted to defensively be solid. You know, they had a couple of chances from free kicks, first half, second half, when we were going for it, they broke a couple of times. But apart from that, I thought the players defended really well.
And you've got, obviously, James Coppinger has been playing right-back recently. He was very familiar in his role. James Husband is great going forward as well. The theory of it was very logical, wasn't it?
As much as it was 3-4-1-2, but we wanted to get bodies behind the ball and we lost it. But we just stressed to the player that it was a positive system, you know, and we wanted to get at them. We wanted to try and create things. And, you know, it's just, it's a bit gut-wrenching, really, you know, to come away from nothing after the players put in the effort and the desire that they put in today.
Is that a system you'd like to use again, do you think?
It's a system we've thought about and we like, but we've not really had the personnel to do it. You know, now Gabby's come back, it's a natural position for him to go and slot in there. Obviously, Copps is now familiar with playing that defensive role as well as going forward, and it's a system that can hurt teams as well.
That goal that was conceded at the end, obviously, Ender Stevens had just come on. Do you think you could have done anything to avoid that, obviously, apart from the Tamas?
He could have given us the free kick. It's simple.
And the first goal as well. I mean, Sam Johnson made a great save at the end of the first half. And then was he at fault?
Sam's the first one to hold his hands up, you know, and the ball sort of got caught in there a little bit and he's mistimed it. You know, but I think you've got to say that the player's reaction after that, you know, because this can be a really difficult place to come, especially when they get their tails up and the crowd gets gone. But I thought to get back in the game, they were fantastic.
James Husband obviously came off. What's up with him?
Yeah, he's felt his hamstring just as he's kicked the ball. Which will be a blow for us because he's been doing really well. You know, he's a top young player, but that's why we wanted to keep Ender to the end of the season. You know, we didn't want to get caught short.
Too early to tell about the extent of that one?
Yeah, it'll be too early. You know, we'll get assessed over the next 48 hours and we'll take it from there.
What about Richie Wellens and Lucas Neal? I know both were doubts for this one. Were they sort of just with the mind of keeping them available for next weekend? It's a big weekend, isn't it?
They weren't right. And we've got two big games, Friday, Monday. So with going with this system and the personnel we had today, we felt that was the best way, and also not to force Richie and Lucas.
All the results have gone your way today. I know it's a scant consolation, but four games to go instead of five games to go and the same points off the relegation zone. It's actually worked out quite well for you today, despite what's happened here.
It is, and you know, four games to go. Position we're in, we'd have took that at the start of the season and we'll take it at the end of the season.
That Millwall game's looking big though, isn't it?
Derby game first, you know, and if the lads perform like they did today, we'll get a chance of picking up something.
Do you think you'll have a pretty sort of fit squad looking ahead to the weekend then? Because you do have to take the two, I suppose, when you're looking at your squad, don't you?
Yeah. Look, we'll try and get them both fit for the game on Friday. If they're not fit for Friday, we're really hopeful it'll be Monday.